much grain now is falling ungathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering them tis too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, the souls who in darkness abide.
Good morning, friends. We hope that today finds you encouraged in the service of the Lord. It is surely a blessing to be coming your way another time by means of radio. I feel that I am deeply indebted to God and to those who make it possible for me to bring you this weekly message. The sincere desire of my heart is to be faithful and to be a good steward over that which God has entrusted to my care. A very special thanks to everyone who has written to us recently. Your letters of encouragement mean much to us. We appreciate also the offerings which you send to help us move forward in this work of faith. Now listen to this scripture. Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Don't you believe that it is a good policy to use this verse as a guidepost in life? It might be that some things which are questionable would be left undone if folks would ask themselves this question: can I do this to the glory of God? This would cover a wide field of activity. The verse said, whether therefore ye eat or drink. I believe there are certain things which a Christian should not eat or drink, don't you? But let me make this a little more specific. In the years gone by, society as a whole rejected the thought of a lady smoking a cigarette. Now, this isn't particular eating or drinking, but it is something that pertains to the welfare of our bodies. Oh, yes, it was somewhat tolerated by society for certain men to smoke, but even nature itself seemed to teach us that it was not in good taste for a lady to smoke. But oh, how things have changed as the years went by. Then, too, there were no doubt those fathers who would indulge in the habit of smoking, but they would tell their sons, now you just leave this smoking alone. In other words, you wait until you grow up. But do you know what? I suppose that Junior considered, if it is good for Dad, it is good for me, too. And who knows? Perhaps he had some grounds for such conclusions, don't you think? But as this habit of smoking became more and more widespread, folks weren't confined to smoking rooms in train and bus stations. Often now, they are not restricted even in places of eating where food is being served. But the air becomes filled with foul-smelling tobacco smoke. Even those who do not indulge in the habit themselves come from public buildings with their clothes smelling strong with the scent of smoke. But now it seems that certain others have begun to realize the damage which is done. Medical publications warn of the dangers of lung cancer and heart damage. But if you think this is appalling, I want you to listen to this quotation, which I have taken from a school publication of the Guthrie Junior High School. As you notice the initials, GJHS, just remember that they stand for Guthrie Junior High School. All right, here is a quote which was found on the front page of this publication. GJHS poll shows 23% smoke. GJHS has student smokers. Would you have believed that 23% of GJHS students smoke? Well, do believe it, because in a recent survey taken in the science classes, this was proved true. 112 students out of 495 enrolled in our school do smoke. In the survey taken, the students were asked to write yes or no about the question being asked. The teachers then turned the information to the newspaper. To these 112 students, we ask, do you realize not only what you are doing to yourself, but to the air around you which others must breathe? The things that cigarettes do for you aren't worth it. If you smoke one pack a day, you lose $180 in 1 year, and some of the diseases they cause may cripple or kill you, such diseases as chronic bronchitis, emphysema, and lung cancer. Cigarettes are really a start to death. Please don't say you can't quit. You can. Every year, 1 million people stop smoking. Why won't one of them be you? End of quote. Now, friends, isn't that alarming? Just to think that in this junior high school, where my son, who is 15 years old, attends school, that 23% of the total enrolled of 495 students smoke. I suppose that includes boys and girls, too. You see, that is almost 500 students. Well, out of that number, 112 students smoke. Can you imagine how long such a thing would have existed in the schools which you and I, who are 50 years old or past, attended in the days of our youth? I'm very much afraid that it would not have existed in those days to the extent that it does now. But let us ask ourselves, what is the answer to this problem? Well, for one thing, I believe that this article itself is a step in the right direction. But on the other hand, I believe it is necessary to begin such instruction before this time. It should begin with these junior boys and girls long before they reach this age that we're speaking about. Do you remember that verse of Scripture which says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it? But how can parents train their children in the way they should go when the parents themselves are not setting the proper example? I say the problem begins in the home. Here is where instruction is needed, and here is where example should be set. Well, don't forget the text. Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. You see, there are many other ways to displease the Lord and harm our own bodies by overindulgence. And now this poem, Redeeming the Time. A minute spent in secret prayer is not a minute lost. A moment spent in idleness will quickly prove its cost. An hour you pass in righteousness is better, yea, by far, than many days in sinfulness, no matter how they are. A year that's spent in holiness will lasting treasures bring. A lifetime of unrighteousness can yield you but a sting. Oh, spend the years and moments too, for God and faithful be. Then you shall rise and be with Christ to spend eternity. Let us pray. Our Father, bless the youth of our land. Wherein the parents have failed to properly instruct them, give the young people themselves a deep understanding of the spiritual values of life. Bless the message as it goes out over the airwaves to the good of every listener. And thine shall be the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you, friends, for taking time to listen to another gospel message brought your way by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like a copy of the thoughts presented or the poem, you can have one without cost or obligation to you. Be sure to tune in again next week over this same station at this same time. Now, if you want to write us, let me give you the address one more time. You write us in this way: The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Here is a song, In the Shelter of His Arms. The singers are Lynn Carver, Arnett Carver, Troy Gentry, and Edgar Martins.
When my soul was disturbed with sorrow, when my heart was burdened with sin, Jesus opened his arms of mercy.
Don't you love that song? If you have problems, friends, Jesus is the one you need.
There is peace in the time of trouble. There is peace in the midst of the storm. There is peace though the world be raging. In the shelter of his arms, there are storms that we all encounter. Do not fear, they will do you no harm. In the Lord you will find protection, in the shelter of his arms. Though the world all around be raging and is filled with many alarms, trust in Jesus and He will feed you in the shelter of his arms. There is peace in the time of trouble. There is peace in the midst of the storm. There is peace the world be raging, in the shelter of his arms.
This is Willie Murphy saying, may the Lord's richest blessings rest upon each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.